won't you come back no more, no more, no more, no more.
So you continue to hear different perspectives about the impact of the overhaul to Auto No Fault in Michigan and maybe what we would refer to as unintended consequences of just a variety of voices. And I want you to go back and share these if you can with your friends. Go to stevegruber.com, click on the podcast, and it will take you to these stories, these incredible stories, whether it's the incredible story from Chris or from Tammy running this facility, or from the hospital administrators that are trying to figure out how they make up for $500 million in lost money. I mean, how do you get there? And so tonight, if you want to know more and have some firsthand conversations with people, talk to a panel of experts, ask your questions, and find other resources, we've got that in Lansing, Michigan tonight. And these are going on all over the state, all over the state. Tonight it's in Lansing, from 6 until 8 at the Forest Conference Center at Peckham. That's out by Capital City Airport at 3510 Capital City Boulevard. And it's Michigan Auto Insurance Promise. And again, you can find out what it means for you, your family, everything else. That's tonight, 3510 Capital City Boulevard, Lansing. That's out by Capital City Airport from 6 until 8. And I'm sure if the questions continue, they'll stay a little bit later because these are such important questions being handled by all these people involved with this. And we'll continue this conversation on Monday and Tuesday of next week as well as we continue to travel around the state and find out that it impacts everybody. Everybody gets impacted by this in Michigan, every driver. And in fact, you don't even have to be a driver. If you know, a pedestrian gets clipped by a car, previously you were covered under Michigan's No Fault Catastrophic Care Fund. But that's all going to change completely in July of 2020 unless something else is done to change that. All right, back to some of the headlines to wrap them up for today. Senator Rand Paul, having been one of the loudest critics of Donald Trump during the primary season and then at different times during his presidency, has really become a guy who speaks up for the president now. Has really become a guy who defends the president. And in fact, in a classic moment, this is a really classic moment, yesterday, being confronted by a CNN reporter who thinks she knows everything about what's going on when it comes to the whistleblower, which is not a whistleblower at all. It's a person who is they're gossiping. And now we know that Eric Ciaramella, the whistleblower, identified by Real Clear Politics and a handful of others now, was an operative that helped begin the Russian narrative about Russian collusion. I put those dots together for you several days ago here on the program, and now it's gone mainstream. I guess they're listening to the program, and I appreciate everybody listening. But Rand Paul does a remarkable and classic takedown of this CNN reporter who thinks she knows everything, but in fact gets taken to school by the Kentucky senator. Listen to this one. It's bite number three with Rand Paul. Bite three. Go.
The whistleblower laws, though, they protect a whistleblower. You know it's illegal to out a whistleblower.
Actually, you see, you got that wrong, too.
No,
I mean,
we
you should work on the facts. Here's the thing. Yes, the whistleblower statute protects the whistleblower from having his name revealed by the inspector general. Even the New York Times admits that no one else is under any legal obligation. The other point, and you need to be very careful if you really are interested in the news, is that the whistleblower actually is a material witness completely separate from being the whistleblower because he worked for Joe Biden. He worked for Joe Biden at the same time Hunter Biden was receiving $50,000 a month. So the investigation into the corruption of Hunter Biden involves this whistleblower because he was there at the time. Did he bring up the conflict of interest? Was there discussion of this? What was his involvement with the relationship between Joe Biden and the prosecutor? There's a lot of questions that the whistleblower needs to answer.
A lot of questions the whistleblower needs to answer and will be held to account. This is a guy who was back and forth in the plane to Ukraine with Joe Biden, at least twice that we're aware of. Was involved with mining dirt on Donald Trump that became part of the Steele dossier. This is Eric Ciaramella's background. Just so you're clear, the 33-year-old so-called whistleblower, not a whistleblower at all, didn't have any first-hand knowledge or second-hand knowledge. And come to think of it, neither did the star witness this week. William Taylor, the star witness for the Democrats in their impeachment inquiry, never spoke to Rudy Giuliani, never spoke to Donald Trump, never spoke to anybody, and did not listen in on the July 25 phone call either. This is the star witness, the top anti-Trump witness for House Democrats, admits he doesn't know anything about anything except what he has heard from others and what he read in the New York Times. This is your star witness. And now, of course, the whistleblower, they don't even want to bring him out. They're hiding him as best they can. But he was part of the anti-Trump dossier hoaxster. And you know, the nonsense just continues. It just continues. And you wonder what's really going on. I mean, I sit here and I wonder, how can anybody take this seriously? And I want to set the record straight on something else real quickly. You know, all of the headlines were that it was a big shock in Kentucky that Governor Bevin didn't win there. Not true. Governor Bevin would have been the first Republican governor in Kentucky history if he had won a second term to do so. No Republican governor has ever had a second term in Kentucky, ever. Bevin was only the third Republican to be in the governor's mansion since the beginning of World War II. Yeah, there are always Democrats in the state house there in Kentucky. And in Pennsylvania, Republicans picked up more swing districts than did Democrats. But you wouldn't know that by reading the Philadelphia Inquirer or watching CNN. You wouldn't know any of those things. But you do now. But you do now, don't you? Yeah, I mean, it's setting the record straight day after day, week after week. It's tiring, but I'm willing to do it for you every single day. Some final thoughts here on this Thursday, right after the break. This is the Steve Gruber Show. Follow us at stevegruber.com. And don't forget, coming Monday, a brand new website, stevegruber.com. We'll be right back.
Michigan Chamber of Commerce, celebrating 60 years of being the leading voice for business.
I'm Rich Studley, President and CEO of the Michigan Chamber of Commerce. For 60 years, the Chamber has been your voice in Lansing, fighting for pro-business, pro-taxpayer, pro-jobs legislation. It's been our commitment to work with lawmakers on both sides of the aisle in Lansing to create an environment that allows businesses to grow and to create a strong and thriving economy. We are member-driven and policy-focused. The Michigan Chamber represents over 6,000 companies of all sizes and types in all 83 of Michigan's counties. Michigan Chamber members employ over 1 million Michigan residents. That's why we're focused on the mission of promoting conditions favorable to job creation, economic growth, and free enterprise.
Join the Michigan Chamber of Commerce today at michamber.com. The Michigan Chamber of Commerce, the leading voice for business, moving Michigan forward.
You don't have to be perfect to be a perfect parent. There are thousands of teens in foster care who would love to put up with you.